56. Ever south. Typhon kept one hand on the wheel of the boat, looking back as the Shah disappeared over the horizon. Soon the island of Atticus was gone and he was alone on the water. These little boats were fast. They wouldn't be able to catch up with him. He thought of that last view of Modo. That was the young man's name, wasn't it? There had been something, dare he say, touching about that. He'd shown him his face, and Typhon had been surprised. It was uglier than his own. They were indeed brothers, of a sort. At least they shared the same blood. He stroked the little finger on his right hand. But that world was now behind him. What new worlds, what new places could there be for someone such as he? South was the best direction. South to Antarctica. Maybe there he would find peace. A place where no one would bother him. He looked at the boat's compass, unsure about the direction. Still, he was pretty certain he'd find the way. After all, several brains were stuffed together in his skull. One of them would surely contain the map of the Pacific. And with that thought, he discovered a map in his long-dead memories. Life was full of little surprises. He laughed, frightening the seagulls that flew above him.